Hello and welcome to Mysteriously Jointed. I am your host, Seal Jones, the owner and creator of Mysteriously Jointed. I want to thank you for listening, whoever you are, whoever you're with, and whatever you're doing. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and happiness to yourself and to everyone around you. Today we're going to talk about building my team, and there's many characteristics when I go into looking to I'm looking to hire someone, or I want them in my life or part of Mysteriously Jointed where they may not getting paid. They just want to help. And I think this is a major, major part of my hiring process. And the first one of a characteristic, I have nine characteristics so far. Number nine is the love they have for themselves, the environment, and the people around them. A lot of stuff nowadays, if you go out there in the world, you will see that it's about the love you have for yourself. That's where it all begins. If you notice that people who are miserable will treat you miserable. If you're rude and nasty, because you treat yourself rude and nasty. If you're a disgusting slob, you're probably a disgusting slob inside and outside. You probably eat like crap. You probably don't make your bed. You probably just, your car is a mess. And you treat yourself like shit. And they go to work and the same thing happens. Very rare does someone actually step out of their shell and, I'm a shitty person in real life. I'm going to be a good person during the work. It just doesn't really work that way. It's a process and it's a commitment to taking care of yourself. And that process takes me about 2 hours a day to work out and 1 hour a day mentally. I give myself time to pray. I give myself time to read the Bible. I give myself time to learn a new language. I do my magpies, which is another thing that helps me out a lot. And then I work out. And then everyone else around me can see the glow that I have of the way that I take care of myself. Now, I'm in a situation right now where if I tried to work, the good Lord would say, nope, you're not working. He does not want me to work. I say, okay, I will stay focused in what I'm doing. Because he knows my life's about to change in about 2 to 3 weeks. And he wants me to love myself the best that I can because I'm going to need that for a long time. And so I listen to him. I listen to my body. I listen to what it needs, the sleep it needs, the social life that it needs. My brain needs certain things, certain interactions. And so as long as I get that, that'll allow me to treat everyone with kindness, respect, and love, and I love the environment. And so if you watch people, how they do things, you can see the ones that don't love themselves. And you'll see the same personality types constantly that are rude, nasty, and just ugly. Now there's hope for them. If they decide they want to change things around and start caring for themselves, their life will change. And when their life changes, then the money will follow. Self-worth is net worth. And if you have high self-esteem, then you're going to have high money at some point. You may not get it now, you may not get it later, but you'll get it. Money always comes in. I want to use this as an example. I'll use my cousin. My cousin, he's my dear friend of mine. Love the kid to pieces. He's been more inspirational into my life than I could ever be part of his life. He has done more things for me than the average person in my life has done for me. We didn't talk for 10 years because our lives were separate and then we came back together. But he was still an important figure in my life and I still look to him for guidance because we are complete opposites, I've said in my previous podcast. The people around him love him. He loves himself and he takes care of himself and he's aware of it. He's aware of it in the environmental thing. He does everything environmentally. He takes care of himself. He works out. He's a heavier set man, but he still goes for walks, does this, make sure his heart's right, make sure his diet's okay, limits what he can eat. And he does the best he can. That's all you can ask for. He's not a Brad Pitt. He's not a UFC fighter. He's face. And so since he loves himself that much and he cares for other people that much, people stay with him and support him. That support he gets from this foundation is amazing. It's built a house that he lives in and the house of his work life. He worked on that foundation and he built a structure. Now, if there was a leak in that structure, if there's leaks in the house or in the foundation, he has the stuff to fix the leak. If the foundation is wrong, then the people around him will lift the foundation up. He will mat down or level out all the sand underneath it and then put the foundation back down. Fix the crack. Because he has the people around him to do it. And when you have people supporting you, it's hard to get fired. It's hard for people to do anything to hurt you, because if they attack him, the people around him are going to see that and they will attack back. Or they'll protect him because that's their man. That's his life. That's a light that people follow. That's people where people go to where they don't feel well. I'm not okay today, face. How can you? I need a lending ear. He'll lend you his ear. I'm hungry. I have lost my wallet. He'll give you food. I have nowhere to stay. Can I stay at your house? He'll give you a shelter. He doesn't give you money. He gives you the things that you need to survive, to push yourself forward. That's why when he got nominated for an award. It's a statewide award in one of the states in America, and Face didn't want it. But the people around him applied for him behind his back. Said, this is what's going to happen. You don't, whether you like it or not, you're going to win. And I said, no, I'm not. There's a million people out there. Why am I going to win out of a million people? And he won. Because the people around him love him, adore him, and they want to make sure that they can do the best things for him to stay here long term in life and make sure that he knows that everywhere he goes, he is accepted and he is loved just the way he is. Because he takes care of the environment. He takes care of his family. He takes care of his friends. He takes care of the people he works with. He takes care of himself. And that's why he won. Now, it's funny because he doesn't boast. He doesn't say anything. He's like this head big guru somewhere, the head of all heads. Like, and he didn't want to even ever tell me that he got put in for the contest. He sent me an email. Hey, I won. Cool. Didn't say anything. That's it. Tried to call him back. Oh, I'm busy. I'm teaching kids how to drive. Cool. Then my parents a couple of minutes ago sent it to me from the newspaper. Being modest, being humble. That's where it is. So if you go, people will know who you are by the way that you carry yourself and the way that you interact with other people. And if you continue to work selfishly and honestly and true, the money will just pour in. It always does. It may take time and it may take this, but the greatest thing that we have, that people like me and him have, is that the people around us, if you come dare attack us, if you come dare try to hurt us, they will prevent it. If they can't prevent it, they will warn us, and then we will have to make course of action to protect ourselves and protect everyone else. Because that's how the environment works. If you need help on loving yourself and taking care of yourself, there's thousands of different ways to do it. I do my own way. Like I said, I do an hour mentally a day and 2 hours physically. I have my magpies, which is probably the most important thing to me in the world. I study French. I want to learn a music instrument, so I might take the piano. I read the Bible because I need a lot of questions and answers for myself deeply. Because I do struggle with some things and some anger issues that only flare up when it's triggered. And I want to end that. I don't want to carry that anger with me. I work out 6-7 days a week because I have to. Because my brain just, you need to work out, you need to move, you need to do this, you need to do that. And so I do. I take care of my kitties immaculately. My mom always says, if I ever die, I'm going to come back and be your cat. What? Why? My cat gets baths. Nails trimmed, spas, Her coat shines gloriously and bright because I take care of everything around me. But find ways that you can start to love yourself correctly and find things that you're happy with that you can do that are easy. And once you start to do that, you will see your life change and the people around you not disrespect you as much, not spit on you. Things will get positive and brighter. And all evil will all start to go away because they know they can't take advantage of you. And if you ever need anyone or any advice, I'm right here. Because together, we are Ash Friendly. I want to thank everyone for listening as always. And I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself and the environment a little bit more every day, we'll continue to make the world a brighter place. Thank you very much and have a great night.